and welcome to Free Pod. I'm Tim Connors.
And I'm Becky Connors.
In this week's episode, Freeport's fire chief announces his retirement.
Governor Pritzker signs a sweeping clean energy bill.
And a new scholarship is announced for Pretzel grads.
This is Free Pod for January 15th, 2026. And here is the news that you've been missing.
Freeport Fire Chief Scott Miller has announced his impending retirement. Miller made the announcement at the January 5th City Council meeting, indicating that January 31st will be his last day as chief. It was at this meeting that Miller received the Lifetime Achievement Award from City Manager Rob Boyer. Miller originally served from 2013 through 2017 before moving out of state. In March of 2022, however, Miller returned to Freeport and his role as fire chief.
The Freeport Park District is moving forward with plans to expand and improve the south entrance to Crape Park. The project will open the entrance from one lane to two and address potentially hazardous trees located near the south entrance corridor. Along with ease of access for regular vehicles, the new entrance will also allow for heavier vehicles, such as school buses, emergency vehicles, and construction equipment, to more easily enter the park, since the north entrance has a weight-restricted bridge. The project is pending bond approval, but once that approval is received, the plan is to begin work in April of this year, with an eye towards completion by fall. Crape Park is the most heavily visited park in all of Freeport and is considered by many to be a jewel of this city.
As the opioid crisis continues to grip our community and nation at large, the Stevenson County Health Department has announced free Narcan training and supplies. They are available. Recognizing the signs of an opioid overdose and administering Narcan quickly has proven to be critical in saving lives. Director of Health Education, Ashley McKinney, is available to do free trainings for businesses, organizations, and community groups in Stevenson County. To schedule a training session, please see the details provided in the print version of this story on our website.
In 2018, the Illinois legislature amended the Illinois Hate Crime Act to allow the Attorney General's office to file civil lawsuits against perpetrators of hate crimes. And now, the first use of that provision has concluded, with a couple of former Savannah residents being ordered to pay a $90,000 penalty to their victim. Carroll County Circuit Court Judge Jerry Kane has ruled that Chad Hampton and his mother Cheryl Hampton engaged in a months-long campaign of intimidation against their former neighbor, Gregory Johnson, who was Black. This intimidation included pointing Confederate flags with racial slurs at Johnson's home, displaying swastikas aimed at Johnson's home, and hanging a noose from a tree directly in view of Johnson's home. Judge Kane ordered both Hamptons to pay a $5,000 civil fine, as well as $45,000 each in direct payment to Johnson for actual and punitive damages.
Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a new law aimed at lowering energy bills through the promotion of clean energy. The Clean and Reliable Grid Affordability Act, or CRGA, will establish a 3-gigawatt grid-scale battery storage by 2030, lift the moratorium on new large nuclear reactors, and require utility companies to pay back participating households and businesses for using smart thermostats, solar panels, and electric vehicles. In addition, the CRGA purports to strengthen Illinois' clean energy economy through investment and protections for clean energy companies operating in the state. This new law is seen as building on the previously passed Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, which has thus far established more than 6 gigawatts of renewable energy, which is enough to power roughly 4.5 million homes. The Illinois Power Agency says that the CRGA will save Illinois energy customers $13.4 billion over the next two decades.
And while we're on the subject of clean energy, don't forget about the first lecture of the series from the Environmental Study Group happening this Tuesday, January 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library. Dr. Don Wubbles from the University of Illinois will give a presentation on our changing climate, the science, risks, and getting to solutions. Admission is free, and there will be time allotted after the presentation for questions and discussion.
The Illinois Attorney General's Office and the Trump administration are in court fighting over a potential freeze of $1 billion in funds for child care and social services. On Tuesday of last week, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced that they were pausing funding for Illinois, California, New York, Minnesota, and Colorado based on what they described as potential fraud. In response, the attorney generals for those states sued in federal court, arguing that such a freeze had no legal basis but was politically targeted and would create operational chaos. On Friday, a federal judge stayed the HHS decision, offering no ruling on the legality of the action but protecting the status quo for 14 days as the trial plays out. The services in question serve more than 100,000 low-income families across the state.
The Northwest Illinois Economic Development Group has awarded Dittmer Farms and Orchard of Elizabeth with a $19,000 grant. Dittmer Farm and Orchard has been in operation since 1854, specializing in pumpkins, apples, and corn. The business said they plan to use that money to help finish construction of an indoor space intended to extend the seasonal business. The grant was provided from the Gens Small Business Development Fund, a fund created in 2020 to provide gap funding for regional businesses.
A new scholarship is available for Freeport High School graduates looking to continue their education. The Terry and Bonnie Sweltman Scholarship has been established by the Northwest Illinois Foundation and will provide one student with annual financial support. The scholarship was established by the Sweltmans to honor the legacy of former FHS teacher and counselor Carl McWilliams, who played a crucial role in helping Terry Sweltman achieve his academic goals by providing access to financial resources to fund his bachelor degree studies. Scholarship applications are due by April 1st, and you can find a link to that application in the print version of this story on our website.
Highland Community College has named Stephanie Hintz, Brian Leahy, and Michael Squara as recipients of their 2025 Excellence Awards. Hintz, a human resources generalist, was named the Administrative Professional Award winner for her thoroughness and kindness in helping college employees navigate a transition in the college's insurance policy. Leahy received the Classified Excellence Award for his friendliness and competence in his role in information technology services. And Squara was named the Faculty Excellence winner due to his continued professionalism, warmth, and expertise in both his role in the college's library as well as serving extra duties, assisting students and faculty with the college's online learning management system. Congratulations to Stephanie, Brian, and Michael for this well-deserved honor.
Staying with HCC, auditions for the spring production of The Pitmen Painters are coming up January 27th and 28th at 5 p.m. in the Ferguson Fine Arts Center. The play tells the true story of a group of coal miners in 1930s England who discover the power and freedom of creating art. The production emphasizes the themes of creativity, class, and the courage to see the world differently. The play is being directed by part-time instructor Adam Monterow and is set to show in April.
Naturalists, mark your calendars. On January 31st, the University of Illinois Extension Office will present Winter Trails and Naturalist Tales at the Tortensons Education Center in Pecatonica. The event will have three keynote speakers presenting four sessions featuring a naturalist tale along with an opportunity for a lovely winter hike. Featuring presentations by speakers from the Morton Arboretum, the U of I Extension Office, and the Sand Bluff Bird Observatory, the day will teach participants about galls, invasive plants, pests, and local raptors. Registration for the event is required, and the cost is $15. The link for registration can be found in the print version of this story on our website.
The University of Illinois Extension Office is partnering with their sister operations at the Universities of Iowa and Wisconsin to present the 2026 Driftless Region Beef Conference on January 22nd and 23rd at the Grand River Convention Center in Dubuque. The 14th annual conference will feature keynote speakers, breakout panels, and plenty of networking opportunities to help beef producers maintain and grow their operations. Cost for registration is $145, and you can find more information and the link to register in the print version of this story on our website.
Before we close out this week's podcast, we remind you to check out the special weekly interview we posted this past Tuesday. I spoke with Kelsey Grove from TheraPlay, a pediatric therapy clinic here in Freeport, about opportunities for local families in need of counseling and occupational therapy services. This week, FreePod host Alan Wenzel introduces us to Will Clark of local media production company 815 Natives. Will, an 815 native himself, will tell us about what goes into not only running a successful media production company, but how doing so in this particular community has its own challenges and rewards. That interview will be available starting at noon on Tuesday, January 20th. You can find it on our website, www.freepod.org, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'd also like to thank our community liaisons and reporters for providing pivotal content for our program. Our partners at WNIJ and DeKalb for helping to share FreePod to a larger community, and the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast.
As always, please like us on Facebook, subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice, and share with your friends. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support local news content, please visit our website at www.freepod.org.
In honor of the holidays celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday this coming Monday, we'd like to close with a line from Dr. King himself. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward.
This has been FreePod. Thank you for listening.